Welcome back to This Week in Recycling, brought to you by REMA. Today, we spotlight the importance of creating and maintaining a culture of well-being in the workplace, in recognition of May as Mental Health Month. We also share details on REMA's partnership with the Electrical Safety Foundation to share tips on lithium-ion battery safety. Finally, we celebrate a member being recognized as a top family business in Connecticut and preview an upcoming REMA webinar. I'm Jesse Sapala, and here's what's happening this week in recycling. We start off with Arnulfo Moreno and a recognition of mental health for this month.
May is recognized as Mental Health Month, and REMA has gathered a variety of resources that can help members and their employees create and maintain a culture of well-being in the workplace. Mental Health America has released their annual Mental Health Toolkit that provides practical advice, including knowing when to turn to friends, family, and coworkers when you are struggling with life's challenges. There are also tools from the National Safety Council and Associated Builders and Contractors, including a mental health cost calculator, a substance use cost calculator, impairment recognition and response, Total Human Health Initiative Toolkit, Prevention Needs Analysis and Prevention Tool, and more. To view these and other resources, visit remanews.org.
Thanks, Arnulfo. We turn it over to Vicky Morgan with a look at catalytic converter theft news, a member award, and a preview for an upcoming REMA webinar.
In advocacy news, REMA's Director of Law Enforcement Outreach, Todd Foreman, attended the Texas State Senate Bill 224 Advisory Board Committee meeting in Houston. Foreman serves on the advisory committee, which is part of the Motor Vehicle Crime Prevention Authority, and it was formed when the Texas State Senate passed SB 224 in 2023. The committee provides additional authority to offer funding to combat catalytic converter theft in the state. The advisory committee is comprised of leaders from law enforcement as well as the recycled materials and automotive industries. Texas State Senator Carol Ann Alvarado spoke to the committee about the importance of the bill and the partnership the committee involvement is doing to help prevent catalytic converter theft. Also this week, REMA wants to give a shout out to member H.W. Green Company for being named one of the 2024 Family Business Award winners by the Hartford, Connecticut Business Journal. Lastly, register today for REMA's free KPA webinar. It's getting hot in here. Best practices for heat illness prevention, set for Wednesday, May 29th from 12 to 3 p.m. It's no secret that temperatures are increasing everywhere. In fact, July of 2023 shattered records as the hottest month ever recorded on Earth. With extreme heat expected again this summer, heat-related illnesses such as heat stress, exhaustion, and stroke pose a significant threat and risk to your employees, whether they are indoors or outdoors. OSHA is committed to combating heat illness by increasing site visits and issuing fines, which means that employers need to have an effective program in place. Register today. Back to you, Jesse.
Thanks, Vicki. We kick it back to Arnulfo with info about electrical safety.
While electric hazards are not the leading cause of on-the-job injuries, they are disproportionately fatal compared to other types of hazards. The key to preventing electrical accidents begins with a basic understanding of electrical safety. May is National Electrical Safety Month, and the REMA safety team is pulling together information and resources to keep you, your family, and your employees safe when using electrical equipment. Tips for reducing the risk of an electrical incident include checking extension cords for broken insulation and exposed wires before plugging in, unplugging appliances such as toasters, hot plates, and air fryers when not in use, and not using multi-plug adapters. REMA is also co-sponsoring a lithium-ion battery safety campaign with the Electrical Safety Foundation. The goal of the campaign is to educate the public on how to purchase, use, and recycle lithium-ion batteries safely. Some of the resources available include how to store and charge batteries, damaged EV battery, and first responder safety. You can find more information, resources, and toolkits on electrical safety by visiting remanews.org.
Thanks, Arnolfo. We end this episode with the recycling stat of the week. Did you know? 130 million tons of recycled materials are used annually to make new products. Well, now you do. That's it for this week. I've been Jesse Sapala, and we'll see you next week for This Week in Recycling. Have a good weekend.